In the second round of the NCAA tournament games today, it's the Zags versus the Jags. Fans of the Gonzaga Bulldogs have made their way from Spokane to Salt Lake City to watch them play against the Southern University Jaguars. Gonzaga has been known as a basketball powerhouse for some years, but this year their reputation shines even brighter. They were ranked number one in the West. We're joined now by our favorite sports writer, Dave Zirin. He's the sports editor at The Nation magazine. He writes about sports and politics at Edge of Sports blog. His books include Game Over, How Politics Has Turned the Sports World Upside Down. Dave, thanks so much for taking the time again.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I see the Zags are heavily favored over the Jags this afternoon. Is there any reason to doubt the conventional wisdom on this?
0.0 reason. And actually, I want to apologize to the state of Washington before I say what I'm about to say. But on my bracket, I have Gonzaga going all the way to the Final Four.
Wow. So you think they've got the staying power here. And what leads you to that conclusion?
Well, two conclusions. They've only lost two games all year. And both of those games in rather inconsequential moments and by small margins. They're a very powerful team. They have terrific guard play, and they have a legitimate NBA player, a top 10 lottery pick, Kelly Olynyk. And I'm so impressed with Olynyk. He's 7'1". He's on the cover of Sports Illustrated this week. And they're in a bracket that I think is actually one of the weaker of the four brackets. They really are ripe for the taking. In the second round, they're going to play a team from the Big East, Pitt. The Pittsburgh Panthers, and Pittsburgh could give them a lot of trouble because they're very, very physical and nasty. Mark my words, if the Zags get past Pittsburgh or if Pittsburgh gets upset in the first round, they will be on a toboggan ride to the Final Four.
Dave, what's the backstory on this? I mean, you wouldn't associate a small university in Spokane, Washington, as being a basketball powerhouse. Now, this certainly builds on itself once they begin to achieve some success. But do you have any insight into why Gonzaga has been able to turn out such a consistently great team and a team you say now is apt to go to the Final Four?
Absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, until about a decade ago, the only thing Gonzaga was really known for was being the school of John Stockton, the all-time assists and steals leader in NBA history. But with the arrival of two things happened at the same time, and you have to give both of them equal measure. The first is the arrival of Coach Mark Few. I think what Mark Few has done to, one, not only build up that program, but two, not use the program as a springboard to a bigger job, but staying there and really building it, has been one of the greatest, most unheralded accomplishments in sports in the last 20 years. I mean, to take a Gonzaga and turn them into a national powerhouse is a remarkable achievement, and it is really a victory for the vision of that coach. The second thing, though, is the phenomenon that's occurred over the last 10, 15 years of players first going right out of the best players in the country going first directly from high school to the pros. And then as of about 8 years ago, the NBA changed its rules and the best high school players in the country were what was called one and done. They played 1 year in college and then went straight to the pros from there. Gonzaga's never had a one and done player. They've had players who have stayed there at least through their junior year and oftentimes they're stars. And thinking of people like Dan Dickow and Ronnie Turiaf and Casey Calvert, they have stayed all 4 years. Adam Morrison left a little early, but he also stayed 3 years. And the fact that Mark Few has been able to develop very, very good college players in a landscape of depleted excellent talent is what's allowed the Zags to take a huge step forward in the college landscape.
Dave Zirin, thank you so much for your insight. We appreciate it.
My privilege, and go Zags.
Read Dave at The Nation magazine and at his blog called The Edge of Sports blog. You heard him say it. He thinks they're not only going to win later this afternoon, he thinks they're going to the Final Four. David Hyde produces our show with Arwin Nix, along with production help from Hannah Byrne and Amber Cortez. Bernard Ouellette is our engineer. From KUOW, I'm Ross Reynolds.